Well, Philip Ruddock has indicated that he isn't standing at the election later on this year, but he remains in Parliament and has one very important job amongst others, which he is currently doing. He is one of the driving forces, I told you a lot about this last year, behind Parliament's Joint Committee on Corporations and Financial Services Inquiry into bank foreclosures. Now, this is the inquiry, and it's got the banks worried, and rightly so, examining bank foreclosures on customer loans to farmers and others, even though no interest payments have ever been missed. Now, I first raised this in 2014 when I went to Winton and ran into the story of the 88-year-old local Winton grazier, Charlie Fillott. He had never missed an interest repayment, 88. The ANZ Bank decided, in the middle of drought, that its debt could only be recouped by calling in his loan. Well, that particular injustice has been redressed, but it led to a mountain of correspondence. I raised these issues with Tony Abbott as Prime Minister, and Tony Abbott put together this inquiry, a joint parliamentary joint committee. Well, on Tuesday, they heard depositions and submissions here in Sydney. And the Sydney barrister now, Peter King, a very decent man, he, of course, was the Rhodes Scholar who was the member for Wentworth, sitting member, and Malcolm Turnbull deposed him to enter the Parliament. He now has been representing many of these people. He's represented over 50 farmers, done a phenomenal job. What he had to say was very instructive. He told this inquiry, that is the Joint Committee on Corporations and Financial Services, he told the inquiry that banks had defaulted farmers for falling just $10 behind in interest payments or missing a payment by only 2 days. Peter King told the inquiry farmers had been forced to sell their farms because banks had changed the terms of the loan, and that forced them into default. Peter King called for a royal commission into the banks. He said, quote, "The circumstances warrant the appointment of a royal commission into the banking industry to determine what, if any, changes should be made to the Corporations Act, the Banking Act, the Australian Consumer Law and the National Credit Code to address these justified public concerns." Well done, Peter King, 100% correct.